Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. O Aisha, whoever gives you a gift without asking, accept it. Aisha, mother of the believers. A fruit of the Prophet's upbringing, may God bless him and grant him peace to his family. Whoever wants to raise his family. It is not necessary to study this model. Who was raised by the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. It was what Aisha, may God be pleased with her, was raised on. Back to the right. Better than persisting in falsehood. It is an issue that is overcome by faith and the soul. Among the incidents in which this issue became clear, Abdullah bin Amr sent Aisha with support and clothing. She said to the messenger, "My son, I do not accept anything from anyone." When he left, she said, "Return him to me." They returned him. She said that I mentioned something that the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to me. He said, "O Aisha, whoever gives you a gift without asking, accept it. It is a provision that God has offered you." Narrated by Ahmed. Souls do not like to appear wrong. Rather, she likes to appear as if his opinion is always right. This is a scourge in the soul based on desire. The soul knows that it is wrong. But it is ingratitude that controls her. She refuses to return to the truth and insists on falsehood. God Almighty said. And they denied it, and their souls were certain of it, unjustly and arrogantly. Only faith can reform these souls. It makes her surrender to the truth if it appears to her. As for those with sick hearts and people of hypocrisy, they do not accept the truth unless it is in their interest. God Almighty said about the two groups. They say, "We believe in God and the Messenger, and we obey." Then a team of them takes over after that. And those are not believers. And when they are called to God and His Messenger to judge between them, if a group of them are exposed, if they have the right, they will come to Him submissively. Is there disease in their hearts, or are they in doubt? They fear that God and His Messenger will be unfair to them. Rather, they are the wrongdoers. It was the saying of the believers when they were called to God and His Messenger to judge between them so that they say, "We hear and we obey." And those are the successful ones. Whoever obeys God and His Messenger, fears God, and fears God. Those are the winners. We believe that Aisha, may God be pleased with her, is from the second group, which if the truth appears to her, she retracted her opinion and adhered to the truth. This story is only an example of these situations. Evidence of this character that the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, raised. The guidance of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, to Aisha, may God be pleased with her. By saying, "O Aisha, whoever gives you a gift without asking, accept it. It is a provision that God has offered you." Education includes several aspects. The first is the sanctity of the issue. It is when a person asks for money or charity from others. He doesn't deserve it. And the scourge of this issue. Its owner looks at what is in people's hands and relies on it. He ignores the one in whose hand are the treasures of the heavens and the earth. He should not return to him and ask him for sustenance. This type of people. His responsibility is easily bought by darkness. He is a slave to money. He is quick to fluctuate in his positions and opinions, depending on how much money he gets. Whoever pays him more tends to him more. This is a humiliated soul. It is not useful in elevating the nation and supporting its causes. We seek refuge in God from this type. The second is that the gift comes without request or supervision. It is not rejected even if the person is rich. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, taught the companions to do so. And the companions, after them, believed in that. On the authority of Abdullah bin al-Sadi. He came before Omar in his caliphate. Omar, may God be pleased with him, said to him, "Didn't I say that you follow people's deeds? If you are given labor, you hate it." I said yes. Omar said, "What do you want to do with that?" I said that I have horses and slaves and I am fine. I want my work to be a charity for Muslims. Omar said, don't do it. I wanted what I wanted. The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, used to give me gifts. So I say I will give it to him who is poorer than me. He even once gave me money. So I said, I will give it to him who is poorer than me. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, take it, finance it, and give it in charity. What did you get from this money? And you are not honorable or questioning his thigh. Otherwise, do not follow him yourself. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. This story and others. It indicates to us the interest of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, by purifying the souls of the companions. The dear soul does not look at what is in people's hands. She doesn't bother looking at their money, because she is rich in God. And who was he? May God bless him with what he has. And he increased his grace. Third, God Almighty provides for whomever he wills, and not because his livelihood reaches the servant, a specific image that does not exceed it, but as God Almighty mentioned, and whoever fears God, he will make a way out for him, and he provides him from where he does not expect, a gift without asking. It is what God has provided for the servant. It is not appropriate for a servant to return God's provision to him. We ask God to grant us his abundant bounty, and to fill our chests with riches, and make us among those who listen to what is said. They follow the best of it. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her.